it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
All right, Ravens, Rams, 1 o'clock Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium on Fox. Baltimore Game Day on Sets. It starts at 10 o'clock live from Brew Brothers Horseshoe Casino, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. But the Ravens are getting 7.5 inning. They've lost 3 in a row. Rams are coming in, long break, off a loss, so they're probably a little agitated to begin with. How do the Ravens pull the stunner?
Bob, I made this very simple. You know, number one, win the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. You know, and got both coordinators are talking about toughness and everything else. Talk about, you know, not getting anything on first down and not being able to stop the run, can't run it. You know, and we're getting sacked like crazy. Win the line of scrimmage. Both sides of the ball. You win a line of scrimmage, you can win this game. But that's biggest thing. I mean, real simple. Number two, win a time of possession. You want more plays? You want to stack first downs? Win a time of possession. Get them off the field. And then last but not least, Bob, win the turnover battle. If the Ravens have three turnovers, they're getting blown out again. But if they can get a couple turnovers, gives them a chance to win the game. I mean, to me, this is a real simple game for them because they're playing so poorly. If you just had one key, win the line of scrimmage. Just win the line of scrimmage.
Which is the most realistic key for them to reach?
None. I mean, just watching.
I mean, the turnover battle speaks for itself.
Yeah, I mean, you got Matthew Stafford, who's thrown 2 picks and 11 touchdowns. You know, so they don't do that. They have fumbled.
Maybe the time of possession. I mean, if you just let them score in 3 plays every time.
Well, then we got to make first downs.
Yeah. I mean, it's still on the Ravens' offense at that point. But, yeah. I mean, they could be, you know, going the entire length of the field pretty quickly.
But, I mean, do we think Cooper Rush is the quarterback? I think so.
Lamar didn't practice yesterday.
No, I'm talking about Cooper Rush or Huntley. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, I got you. Yeah. We see both.
Maybe.
Early prediction? What do you think there, Nolan?
I think Rush starts. Yeah. And if he really, really struggles, they might switch.
Because Snoop gives you the running ability. He's not Michael Vick or Lamar. Let's not get to or Elway or Josh Allen. But Cooper Rush is less than that.
But let's just.
Rush gives you a better chance if you're trying to throw the football, I would think.
Yes. Yeah. You know, but they still got to. If they don't block, it doesn't matter who's back there.
You have Derrick Henry, and he hasn't done jack squat.
Yeah, he gets hit in the backfield. So, I mean, that's why we can win the line of scrimmage. Got a good chance, you know, because if they win a line of scrimmage, we're going to be 2nd and 5, 3rd and short. And then all of a sudden, you can win a time of possession. So it all starts up front.
Stafford's been sacked 9 times through their first 5 games. So Ravens are, next to last or tied for next to last in sacks. So we'll get into all of that and more with Jonas Schaefer, top of the hour. We'll come back, take your phone calls, however, at 410-583-1057. Featured artist Friday, it's Corn with a K, the band, the new metal. Freak on a Leash, I remember that's kind of their big hit. We'll get into that and more. Got the whip around 11:15. There was a game last night in the NFL. What the hell's going on in Philadelphia? Bad day for Philly sports fans. And then Keith Kavanaugh previews Maryland, Nebraska. That's 11:30.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.